In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Amen. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Today is what is known as Good Shepherd Sunday, which is due to the common theme of shepherding, which is found both in our epistle and, of course, in our gospel lesson. And this gospel lesson is actually the gospel that is used for the ordination of a priest. So you're brought into the ministry as a priest, knowing that you are going to emulate that behavior characteristic of the Good Shepherd. It's worth recalling that from the earliest of times, the most common representation of our Lord in Christian art was in the figure of the Good Shepherd being surrounded by his sheep, with the lost sheep being carried on the shoulders of that Good Shepherd. As I say this, you may be thinking of your favorite piece of artwork that portrays Jesus as that Good Shepherd. This morning we consecrated this church so that now it's under the protection and the guidance and the prayers of the Good Shepherd. What we need to understand is why Jesus talked with the I am statement of being the Good Shepherd. As we begin with our gospel lesson, Jesus had been in a discourse with the Pharisees concerning the healing of a blind man. We're not going to go into that, but it was a tremendous account where the Pharisees had come in and just said, you know, this just can't happen, and called him all kinds of names at that point. And to contrast the Pharisees as being those false shepherds, as the blind leading the blind, as Jesus said, Jesus launches into the teaching of how a good shepherd conducts his life and cares for his flock. The reality of I am the good shepherd becomes very, very clear when the language of verse 9 of chapter 10 is considered. I am the door. If by me any man enter in, he shall be saved and go in and out and find pasture. This describes the doctrine of salvation. Salvation is by the true shepherd, the door of the sheepfold. The divine shepherd has his own sheep, for he is the Lord our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand, which you may know is in the Vanity, which we recite and pray at morning prayer. The sheep have been given to him by his heavenly Father, who were chosen before the foundation of the world. Jesus knows all of his flock by name. You're baptized with your Christian name, and you're confirmed with your Christian name. So he knows you. And even as he says, I know how all of the hairs on your head. So he does know us. He also has the authority to call them, and they know his voice. They follow him, for they will not follow a stranger, as we know, being sin, Satan, and the devil. Jesus' flock is in the fold of the world. Now we abide in the world, and we honor the world as God's creation. But if you think about abiding in the world, it's like the parable of the wheat and the tares. Rather than go in and destroy everything to start with, because tares have been sown by the evil one, we all grow up together. And then there's the harvest, where the grain is stored in the barn and the chaff is burned with unquenchable fire. When the time comes to call them out, the voice of the shepherd calls. They hear his voice, and they follow him. This is irresistible grace, being the biblical truth that the Holy Spirit works in the lives of the sheep to ensure their salvation. This is the effectual call. This is the divine call to salvation. Jesus will carefully and safely lead his flock. He maketh us to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth us beside still waters. He restoreth our souls. He leadeth us in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. He leads us to green pastures, which means that we are brought to the abundant spiritual blessings. He leads us to still waters, which means that we are brought to His abundant spiritual blessings for all time, both in this world and in the next. I am the Good Shepherd. Some of the most powerful affirmations of Jesus' deity are expressions known as the I Am statements. And there's seven of them in the Gospel according to St. John. That makes an excellent study. But we're looking at the I Am statement of Jesus being the Good Shepherd. I Am is the name that God revealed to Moses from the burning bush. When Moses asked God, well, who shall I say has sent me? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. The I Am statements are essential to Jesus being the righteousness of God. The righteousness of God. Jesus is God. He not only associates himself with the image of the shepherd, but incorporates within himself the salvific implications of this image, which defines his love and his compassion for those that God has given unto him. It is interesting to note that when shepherding is translated from the Hebrew, it means feeding. Therefore, it is easy to understand that the good shepherd gives life. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. This is Jesus' great promise of our hope. We have the propitiatory sacrifice defined. Through Christ's sacrifice, we are reconciled with God. You see, by being reconciled to God through Christ, we can now approach God, whereby our uncleanness, our sinfulness, is purged by the shedding of Christ's blood, the new covenant of God's grace for all of us. Through our baptism, we share in Christ's death, and in His victory over death, whereby we are raised with Him to life and are made a new creation through the one who states, I am, meaning that He is God. This brings the cross and the resurrection to the very center of Jesus being that Good Shepherd, the righteousness of God. There is no Good Shepherd without the cross and the resurrection, for the resurrection is the seal and the linchpin of the gospel truth. St. Paul teaches in his epistle to the Hebrews, the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ. We understand that our salvation is no further away than our hearts. For in our hearts we have residing in us, in our temple of the Holy Spirit, which is God with us. This is where the Good Shepherd resides, that we may be made the righteousness of God from the one who is the righteousness of God, the Good Shepherd. Amen. And now to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, be ascribed all might, majesty, power, and dominion, most justly do this day, both now and forever, world without end. Amen.